Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 10, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Essentio Software partners with Nitio Infotech. Singapore-based Essentio Software has partnered with US-based Nitio Infotech to provide technology solutions to BFSI organizations. Egypt Post partners with Cardi. Online aggregator marketplace Cardi has announced its partnership with Egypt Post to offer SMEs access to financing opportunities in Egypt. Emirates NBD leverages generative AI to improve productivity. UAE-based banking group Emirates NBD has announced its plans to leverage the capabilities of generative AI to improve its productivity. DeVito upgrades DeVito Connect. Checkout finance provider DeVito has upgraded its UK direct to merchant platform DeVito Connect in order to offer merchants access to retail finance across Europe. Best Vietnam and VNPAY partner to facilitate cashless payments in Vietnam. Supply chain solutions and logistics services provider Best Vietnam and Vietnam-based digital payment solution company VNPAY have partnered. Payment Asia launches AI-powered processing service. Payment solutions provider Payment Asia has announced the launch of an AI-powered processing service set to raise ESG standards for payment solutions in Hong Kong. Foo partners with Infineos. Bahrain-based fintech Infineos has announced its partnership with B2B SaaS solution provider Foo in order to improve customer experience across the MENA region. Safaricom partners with EABL and Vivo. Kenya-based communication solutions company Safaricom has partnered with EABL and Vivo to launch the Bahrain Shell apps on the M-Pesa application. IDEX Biometrics partners with Beautiful Card Corporation. Norway-based IDEX Biometrics has partnered with Taiwan-based Beautiful Card Corporation to scale the distribution of biometric smart cards in Asia. Central bank interest in CBDCs shows no sign of waning. The exploration by central banks into digital currencies shows no sign of cooling, with 15 retail and 9 wholesale CBDCs expected to enter circulation by the end of the decade, according to new data from the Bank for International Settlements. Revolut lost $20 million to criminals exploiting payment loophole. Malicious actors exploited a fault in Revolut's payment PRCosing system to steal more than $20 million from the financial super app in 2022, the Fort has reported. FTC files amended money transfer fraud complaint against Walmart. The Federal Trade Commission has filed an amended complaint that it says bolsters its case that Walmart allowed its money transfer services to be used by scammers, who fleeced consumers out of hundreds of millions of dollars. ECB surveys Europeans on new themes for euro banknotes. The European Central Bank, ECB, is asking European citizens about their views on the proposed themes for the next series of euro banknotes. Foo works with Infineos to deliver digital-first card-issuing platform. Foo, an award-winning B2B fintech solutions provider headquartered in the UAE, has partnered with the Bahrain-based payment services provider and card processor, Infineos Financial Services BSCC. Fintech funding slowdown accelerates in H1 2023. UK fintech funding has dipped in the first half of 2023, as total cash raised reached $2.9 billion in the first 6 months, a 37% slump compared to the later half of last year, according to new figures from industry body Innovate Finance. Gleef elects Dessa Glasser as chair. The Global Legal Entity Identifier Foundation, Gleef, board has elected T. Dessa Glasser, principal of the Financial Risk Group Inc., as the organization's new chair, effective 25 June 2023. Nordic Capital to sell Macrobond. Nordic Capital has agreed to sell Macrobond, a leading, global provider of software and macroeconomic and financial data, to Francisco Partners, a leading global investment firm that specializes in partnering with technology businesses. UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt denied bank account by Monzo. UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt says he was refused a bank account by Monzo when he was a backbencher last year, claiming he was subject to differential treatment as a politically exposed person. Third-party comparison websites are valuable tools for acquiring new accounts. Third-party comparison websites, TPCs, are invaluable tools that enable consumers to make informed decisions before purchasing products and services. MoneyHub partners with Voyant to add real-time client data. Data and payments platform MoneyHub has partnered with financial planning and wealth management provider Voyant to extend real-time access to data. FIS completes FedNow service certification. Financial services technology company FIS has completed testing and certification for the FedNow service, the Federal Reserve's instant payment service. Convera completes transition from Western Union Business Solutions. U.S.-based Convera has announced the completion of the Western Union Business Solutions acquisition, which was initiated in 2021. MVine partners with Onfido. Orchestration service provider MVine has partnered with digital identity verification provider Onfido to prioritize accessibility and simplicity when offering IDV services. Quantexa to invest in the AI industry. UK-based Quantexa has announced its investment of US$155 million in the global artificial intelligence industry for the following 3 years. BIS study shows positive outlook on retail CBDC issuance. A new study from the Bank for International Settlements has revealed that 15 retail CBDCs could be in circulation by 2030. Novo Payment unveils new middleware orchestration layer. Novo Payment, a mission-critical financial and payments infrastructure provider, today released Orchestra 2.0. An advanced cloud-based middleware orchestration layer of its industry-leading BOSS platform. Orchestra is designed to help financial institutions quickly modernize their infrastructure in a more secure, scalable, and cost-effective way. BOSS firm BKN 301 Group lands in Egypt. The internationalization of BKN 301, a fintech company offering banking as a service solutions with a focus on high growth markets, continues with the opening a new office and landing in Egypt. Balance launches surcharging program to ease B2B credit card burdens on merchants. Balance, the preferred B2B payment platform for leading businesses, announced today the launch of its surcharge solution. This capability enables suppliers to implement a surcharge fee for credit card transactions, providing flexible payment options to buyers while preserving healthy profit margins. FIS ready for FedNow. FIS, NYSE. FIS, a global leader in financial services technology, has announced it is among the first in the fintech industry to complete testing and certification for the FedNow service, the Federal Reserve's new instant payment offering launching in July 2023. UnionPay International Inc.'s QR Payments MO with National Bank of Cambodia. Today, UnionPay International, UPI, and the National Bank of Cambodia signed a Memorandum of Understanding in Phnom Penh, Cambodia's capital. MasterCard, Virta and WorldPay team on card payments for EV charging stations. Today, Virta and MasterCard announced the launch of the new Virta payment kiosk solution, setting safety and reliability standards for unmanned outdoor card payment solutions for EV charging. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.